Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys, the Valentine's Day edition. Glad you're tuning in because guess what, guys? We're giving you a little bit of a heads up to be able to belly up to the grill and make a little something for your girl. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are you cooking, man?
It's all about Valentine's Day, baby.
Yeah?
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
And I think one of the things you want to remember is what not to get your girl for Valentine's.
And what's that?
Well, you got to be careful. I mean, because shopping for women's tough.
Yeah, you know, you roll into Vic's Secret or
no, don't
someplace
do it.
Like that.
Don't
That's
do
more
it.
For me than it is for her,
don't
right?
Don't do it,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
You're going to bring her something. She's going to go, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I hate it when they say that because then you know it's like totally wrong deal.
Yeah.
It's like asking her to buy you a pair of hunting boots.
Right.
Ain't going to work.
No, it's just not going to work. The other thing is staying away from the appliances and the utilitarian items.
Well, vacuum cleaner's a good idea.
Yeah, right. Good. If you want to learn how to fly it, that's about all that's good
for. You learn
for.
How to pull it out of your keister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. So, I think one of the nicest things you can do for her is just to make her dinner.
Sure.
And really go out of your way. And I'm not talking about just because you get to get out on your grill. You may or may not use your grill. Hopefully you will, but here's the deal. Women love it when you really go out of your way. So you get the good, you get the good linen napkins out of the wherever you keep them, and you press them. You find the little rings that go around them. Maybe get the good silver out if you have any. And you get the nice wine glasses out and the nice china, and you just get a table set for two, the candles, get all that stuff done. So she should be like somewhere when you're doing this. Maybe somehow she gets to take a little junket or something.
A little spa day
maybe
or something.
Yeah,
maybe a little massage or get some nails and hair done.
If you
don't
have
stuff like that.
Yeah, you might have trouble getting into a spa on a Sunday.
Well, I might have a connection at one or two, and there's a little place in Ada that I could turn you on to called A Fine Touch that I bet I can get you in, guys.
On Sunday.
Any day, man. Any day. Okay. I happen to know her. But but listen. That's the other thing is listen to your lady and what she likes. Because don't go out there and make her something on the grill that you know you love and she kind of likes. You got to do this one the other way around, guys. And if it ends up being a chicken breast or something like that.
Done to perfection.
Yeah, and juicy and not overcooked and with the right seasonings on it. You know what she likes, and just take the time to do that.
Even if you're on a budget, you can do that. It's a great idea. It's like a nice chicken breast with the skin on it and some, finish it off with some Parmesan, put a nice crust on top of it or something like that. It doesn't have to be expensive. But by all means, get fancy. Put your nice slacks on when it's time to eat. Press your shirt, tablecloth, all that stuff. Women like that stuff. They want to feel like they're at a fine restaurant. And a lot of times you just aren't going to take them to a fine restaurant because, A, you didn't make reservations. B, you don't really want to have the extra money.
Right.
Or C, she just tells you she doesn't want to go out, but she really wants to be pampered. So when I talk about, doing the heavy lifting, I'm talking about dressing it to the T's, every detail, and dessert too.
That's exactly right.
And I would buy the dessert.
Yeah, you could, but let me go down two of those really quick. Take a banana, leave the peel on it, slice it in half lengthways, put the banana side up for about 5 minutes and grill it. Flip it over, put the banana side down for about 2 minutes, get some grill marks on it. Take that thing off, put it on a plate, and drizzle caramel sauce on it. Your ice cream caramel sauce. That simple. That is a grilled treat. The other one you do all the time, Bob, is grilled pineapple.
Those are nice. Yeah, grilled pineapple. You can just put them on a skewer and grill them.
Right.
On the banana theme, you can always do the bananas flambé, too. And that's really, really nice. Slice that banana. You get a nice cast iron skillet. And you can do this out on your grill if you have to be outside. Get a cast iron skillet, warm it up, put a little pat of butter in there, and then put a shot of Kahlua in it and saute that just for a minute on each side in some Kahlua. And then right when you're bringing it back into the dining room, you pour a shot of vodka on it and you hit it with a long-stemmed lighter right when you bring it in and it's on fire, bananas flambé.
Yeah.
Put that over ice cream. Ooh. Oh, baby. Get you some nice Hudsonville ice cream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A little French vanilla.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I could eat that stuff. There's something about Kahlua and bananas together. Man, that is that stuff.
Guys, if you really want to go all out, I'm not going to hit every aspect of this, but here's one that will turn her head, and you can go buy little frozen lobster tails. They're all cleaned. They're all cut in half. The shell's on them. And you can grill up a lobster tail. It's a lot easier than you think it is, because all you got to do is just preheat that grill to medium high heat. And basically, you thaw out that lobster tail in the refrigerator. You could do it in the microwave, but plan ahead and do it in the refrigerator. And then basically all you're going to do is put that on the shell side down for about 3 or 4 minutes, just like I did the banana, and then flip it over for a couple minutes to get some grill marks on it and melt some butter. And you just serve a lobster tail with butter and maybe a little bit of rice and some vegetables with that. It's a beautiful presentation. Couldn't be easier. And it's just something special. And yeah, you can buy a lobster tail for $9 or $10 a piece. So you got $20 into a couple lobster tails. But maybe buy a little steak to go with it.
It might cost you $20 for a nicer one.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get them in the store still alive. And another way you can do that job, way I had it when I was in Australia, they go down the back of that shell and they put a knife blade under it and they just cut a slice. You put your knife blade up and you follow that tail around. And you just basically put a slice all the way down that tail, and then you set it on the grill. When you do that, that shell opens up, and that lobster tail kind of pops up out of the shell.
Yeah.
And then you finish it off with some white cheddar right as it's just finishing.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. It's just beautiful. It's a great presentation, and it's just something you don't see very often.
All that stuff's on the internet. Man. These aren't magic recipes that Barbecue Bob
and
I
come up
with. Yeah, I'd like you to believe that. But, I mean, just you know what? Google is your friend. And just get the little simple instructions. But I guess all we're saying is just go a little bit out of your way, guys. And see if you can, you know, just make her feel really special this one time a year. I mean, Valentine's is tomorrow. It's not today. But a lot of people are celebrating it on Saturday night. So, you know, make it happen. Go do something special. I said, you know what? You're going to love the result.
If your girl is a beer lover, you can go to Crankers right now, and you can pick up their winter ale. They still have some of that in the 22-ounce bottles.
Oh, that's
it's a fantastic
too.
Seasonal ale.
Like a vanilla porter or something.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. I don't know what it was. Almost like an old English. It was just beautiful. We had some up at Tip-Up Town.
Right.
And so if she's an ale girl, a special bottle like that. Also, Anchor Steam makes a beautiful seasonal bottle like that. It looks like a champagne bottle, but it's beer. So, you know, you might not want champagne with your meal. But if you want a champagne or a wine in the next segment, we're going to get one of our dear friends, which is Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. He's going to come on the next segment. And he's going to give us some ideas that I guarantee you will steer you straight on picking the right wine for that zone.
And those wines are all over the state of Michigan, so you're going to want to listen to this guy and take some of his advice, because you know what? He's not going to steer you wrong. This is what he does for a living. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.